You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
8 minutes after 11 South African time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, my beloved Fadilatul Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. That's our beloved Ustad. Yes, let's welcome the listeners, of course, of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Company. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas countries +27847863132. The 4th of Feb 2020, which is also the 9th of Jumad al-Ukhra 1441. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad into the program. Remember, every Tuesday is between 11 to 12. That's part 1. And Wednesday is part 2 between 11 to 12. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
I see Brother Samad says, Mufti Sahab and Mulan Arafat, my seatbelt is tied on. I'm waiting and listening to the Bliss of Marriage. This is Brother Samad, Ustad, from Johannesburg.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma bad. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brother Abdul Samad, lesson for all of us, Surah 7, verse 180. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Almighty Allah has wonderful, beautiful names. Call and invoke Almighty Allah by His beautiful names. In the next sentence, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِي. Leave those people who corrupt the names of Almighty Allah. Whenever you are, you tell someone, inform someone, what is your name? Never say Samad. Samad is only, solely for Almighty Allah. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ. Always say, عَبْدُ السَّمَدْ. So, inshallah, then the belts will be fastened properly and you will reach your destination properly. So, always, my brother, عَبْدُ السَّمَدْ, and Allah Jalla Wala will elevate you, because now you are saying, I am the slave of Almighty Allah, who is totally independent. He does not need anybody, any creation, any time, any place. So we are His slaves, and when we use the correct names, then Almighty Allah forgives us and elevates us.
I see we've got another brother here, Ustad, Brother Shakir. He says, Mufti Sahab, wives will be wives. They say never straighten a crooked bone because it will break. How do we men tolerate wives nagging? Brother Shakir, Ustad.
You must remember, brother, you should practice on what the Quran Kareem teaches us. Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 19. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with equity and justice. How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, treat your wife even better than that. Then you have fulfilled your duty. Now you don't like your wife, she talks too much, she keeps on nagging. So that very thing Almighty Allah has mentioned in the Noble Quran. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ. That if you dislike a certain quality in your wife, for example, that you dislike her talking too much and so forth, فَأَسَىٰ أَنْ تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا. So perhaps the thing you dislike, وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. From there so much goodness will come out. With that same tongue she reads so much Quran. With that same tongue she made so much zikr of Allah. With that same tongue she's going to make your son a hafiz, because she spends much more time compared to you, O father, in teaching the children. So in marital life, you don't look at things from one perspective. You must look at it from all perspectives. So yes, remember, tell her stories. Which kind of stories you're going to tell her? Thus, let's start. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Sagir, wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is small, but the crime it commits is big. So now she gets the message. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda, the greatest personality ever to walk on this earth. After the Anbiya and messengers alayhimu salatu salam, he used to sometime pull the tip of his tongue and say, O Radani al-Mahalik, O tongue, you cause big, big problems for me. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. So in that way, you try and make islah. You try and bring about reform. You start ta'lim in the house and so forth. So it does not mean that we also keep on nagging. No. So that is the meaning of the hadith that you quoted. That if you keep on doing that, you will break it. So the aim must be jorna, always to make the home and not to break the home. You must give her freedom in a house. Tell her, darling, just now, one lady, I call her Ma, she's very old, so she asked me, what you call your wife? You call her honey or you call her B? I say, I call her honey B. So you must remember this. So what you must do is, in your house, remember that you must make her, tell her you the queen, you do what you want to. You want to put the furniture this way, put it this way. You want the curtains this way, put it that way. You want the carpet, so give her freedom and there'll be less takrar, there'll be less fighting, less disagreement. Now we men, we want to poke our nose in the kitchen also. We want to poke our nose in the dining room also. So when we do that, then we give them ammunition to speak, and then the ladies can't keep quiet, you know that. So they get this more and more, they want to speak. So therefore you must keep quiet, and when she's in a good mood, then you address the situation.
My ex-husband is down and out and really battling financially. Sister wants to know, can I give him zakat to start?
You should not give him zakat, then he will know it came from you. Then he will start thinking that this woman is still thinking of me, and she's still thinking of me, how we spent our first night together, and all the memories will flash back and so forth. So you just give it to your husband, give it to some other person, and tell him that, you know what, this zakat, go give it to that person there, or something like that. You must remember, your name must not come in as all, because then it will bring all the memories back, and then he will think that your marriage is also on the rocks and so forth. So yes, you can give him zakat, but you must not be directly involved, because it will cause turbulence in your current marriage as well.
Somebody wants to know, Ya Ustad, it says that, Mufti Saab, can I make preconditions for divorce? Example, if I tell my wife, if you go to the graveyard, then consider one divorce. 2 days later, Ustad, she went to the graveyard. Am I divorced or not, Ustad?
If really it happened like that, then remember, one talaq will take place. And she can also make conditions with you and tell you that you must sign this agreement, that if you have affair with other ladies or you abuse her and hit her, then there will be a talaq and so forth. And both of you agreed on that, then remember, if you abuse her, you hit her, and his wife assaulting, battering, or you had a string of affairs or busy with other women, so then that talaq will take place if such conditions were made and both of you agreed to it. So it's not one-way traffic, brother. She also can make conditions, provided that both of you reach that agreement.
Anonymous says, Ustaz, that my husband recently got a job as a sales rep in selling lingerie. And he says here, it makes me feel uncomfortable as he deals with a lot of women. He says it's our only income at the moment. He can't quit. Your advice on this, Ustaz?
You must remember that these type of things, the lingerie and these type of things, is best that a lady should be selling it and so forth. Meaning that you can employ some lady that, you know, ladies department or something, that the only ladies come there or something. We're not advertising that now the women must go to the shop and so forth. So they can come to the house, they can come to an office. There's so many ways of doing it. For your husband to be involved there, remember that And definitely for the person who's selling it, he also remember, they will ask him what size, he will ask them what size, what design, what pattern, what this. One thing can lead to another. So definitely that is undesirable for a man to get involved in. So we will tell him that he must try and look for another job. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever fears Almighty Allah, Allah will open the way out for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. And Allah will give him risk and sustenance from such avenues and places he never ever expected. Surah 65 verses 2, 3, 4. So go read all that and see. So the risk sustenance comes from Almighty Allah. We must connect ourselves to Almighty Allah, and Allah will open so many doors for us.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, respected Mufti Saab, how should a hubby be split between two wives? Is it month to month or 6 months here and 6 months there? Please explain, Ustad.
Remember, it's again a case of you and your two wives, how you want it. Ideally will be one night if you are in the same town. Or you are in different towns or different countries. Then 1 week, 1 week, 1 month, 1 month, 2 months, 2 months. But remember, you should not let it go more than 4 months. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a genius. He was a strategist, a great, great personality, the second greatest personality to walk on this earth after the Anbiya, messengers and prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. He came to his beloved daughter Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha and asked, imagine father discussing this with daughter. It is head of state discussing with his beloved daughter. Oh, my beloved Ladli, my daughter Hafsa, that a normal woman, how long can she stay without the husband touching her, the husband, you know, fulfilling the conjugal rights, all this. She said 4 months. He made it a law, even if the army went out, remember, within 4 months they must be back so they can fulfill the rights of their wives and so forth. So therefore, you must remember, you should not go beyond 4 months. You can say 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and within that, you are back to the first wife or second wife and so forth. So whatever amicable agreement you reach and so forth, all this you should have done before you took the second wife. Now you got two wives. Now you are asking. It shows that there's no smoke without fire, brother. So it means that one is happy and the other one is unhappy, or both of them are unhappy. So in a case like that, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. When you fear you can't do justice, then you should have stick to one wife only. But now you took the second wife, so you must ensure that you do justice. Otherwise, the consequences are very, very serious in the year after.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, a very informative program, Mufti Saab. The question is that my wife puts lipstick when she goes out with me. She is not in parda, Mufti Saab, and men turn to look at her. I keep telling her not to do this. She says it's a reminder to me. The ocean is vast, so I need to be good to her. What advice should I give her? I'm frustrated to start.
So your wife at home, she don't put lipstick, she don't put makeup, nothing. At home, she dresses shabby. But when she goes out, she dresses very smart. That's what you are saying. So you need to tell her that what the Quran Kareem says and what the Hadith Mubarak says. Quran Kareem teaches us, وَلِبَاسُ taqwa ذَلِكَ khair. The garments and the clothing of taqwa, piety, that is the best. Hadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is authentic, and is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى. When a woman emerges from her home, she goes out, وَهِيَ مُتَعَتِّرَى, and she applied makeup, lipstick, all these type of things the woman know better than us, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and then she went into that public places, the men are looking at her, there is no more lipstick, it's lipstick and dipstick and lot of sticks, you understand? So in that way there, فَهِيَ زَانِيَى. Listen carefully to the word, my brother. Fahiya Zaniya. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, such a lady is an adulteress. such a lady is an adulteress. What it means? That it means you're inviting people to come and stay at you, and now you are going and enticing them towards adultery and so forth. So absolutely haram it is. You need to tell your wife, and you need to start ta'aleem in your house, so that a woman should be neat, slim, trim, everything when she's at home. Not shabby and disheveled hair and all these type of things. When the husband comes home, it's forever 6:30, you understand? Because the wife is so, you understand, manchapla and disorientated. No. So that is not Islam. And when she goes out, then she has to cover herself. Surah 33, verse 59. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse 59. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulli azwajik, tell your beloved wives, wa banatik, your beloved daughters, wa nisa'i al-mu'mineen, the believing men, they are women. So my mother, my wife, my daughter, my sister, yudnina alayhinna min jalabi bihin, they must wear the jilbab, the outer garment above their dress and clothing. So that is compulsory, so that she doesn't become a center point, and the attractiveness, her beauty does not be exposed to all and sundry. So that is what Islam teaches. Not what she is telling you. What she is telling you is trying to beguile you and deceive you.
Well, Brother Andrew says he's listening to The Bliss of Marriage, and he wants to know, we start from you, that why is it necessary that husband and wife should get married on paper? I mean, if I'm with my wife, we're not married, but we're living happily, we're not cheating on one another. Please explain, we start.
Yes, Andrew, very, very good question. That you went to the church, you got married, everything. We went to the mosque, we got married, everything. So Islamically also it's fine, you don't need. But the world we live in, now I give you an example, Brother Andrew. Now I and my wife, this example I'm giving. My wife's surname is with my surname, so there's no problem. But now example I'm giving. There's ABC husband, XYZ wife. So now her surname is a maiden surname, and the husband's surname are different, and now you are going for Hajj, for pilgrimage. So now they will ask you that you're taking this lady, her surname is different and so forth. Is she really your wife? Then you say, yes, I've got witnesses. They will say, fine, but we want some documentary evidence. So now, therefore, we give that certificates to show people that, yes, this person was married and is married to this lady. He's got children and what have you. So it is just for official papers, official documents, and visas and all these type of things. Otherwise, there's no real significance to it. You must remember that. Similarly, when the people are drawing up a will, and now somebody contests the will, but this lady's surname is different, how do we know that she is really the wife of this person? So now she will have documentary evidence, and that will then support her affidavit and so forth. So it is just for legal purposes. It has no religious importance and significance.
Sister wants to know, Ustad, there is absolutely nothing wrong in asking this question. We have three kids who are happily married, and she says my hormones are out of balance. I want more kids, Mufti Saab, and I am 60 years old. What is your opinion? Should I go for it or not, Ustad?
Remember that when you are 60 years old, you are now in menopause. So now if you want to go for hormone balance and all that, because now like the car, when it becomes old, so then the balancing goes out and the alignment goes out. And if you're in South Africa, then you get more potholes also. So you must remember, then everything goes out. So sister, you do some ilaj regarding your health and so forth, some treatment, injections or medication, tablets, whatever. But the children's story, now forget that. You got your three, they are married, play with your grandchildren and read the dua, wonderful dua. One for you and your husband, and one for you and your children, grandchildren. For you and your husband, both of you read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. For your beloved children, grandchildren, so read you. You are the mother, you are the grandmother, you are the grandfather. So read read Surah 46, chapter 46, verse 15, 1-5. This is in the 26 Jews, 26 Supara. وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي وَأَصْلِحْ لِي فِي ذُرِّيَّتِي. O Allah, bring about reform, piety, goodness in my progeny. In my progeny. So that is my children and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren also is fine. So you must remember all will be included. So this is the time that you should be doing that, mother. Don't start thinking now you want to start another generation because now you're 60. So mashallah that you can put your balancing right, put your alignment right, but don't go for more children now because you're in menopause.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. 28 minutes after 11, I see Baat says, Mufti Saab, old but not cold. That's Baat Ustad from.
Yeah.
Somebody says, Mefaking Ustad, my hubby is good to the world, but forgets he has a family at home. He's a good man, Mufti Saab, but puts others first. Does this make him a good man? And when is Mufti Saab coming to address another ladies program in Mefaking Ustad?
Inshallah, inshallah, we get so many dawahs nowadays, this down, so we'll see how we can fit everybody in. Inshallah. You need to tell your hubby, but your timing must be correct. Mokai Shanasi. See when you alone with him. He must be in a good mood. Tell him, darling, we need to discuss something. So he's not in a good mood. You say, yes, what do you want to discuss? He say, you know, we believe in the Quran. So Quran says, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, chapter 4, verse 19. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives, treat your children, teach your family with love, with unity, with equity, justice, respect. So all these meanings are acceptable there. So that is compulsory. Then you go to the hadith in Tirmidhi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and who reports it? Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Therefore Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her while she was so young, that she will be the one to teach the ummah what happened right in the house, what happened in the bedroom, what happened here, what happened there. The elderly ladies will not do that, but the younger lady will do that, and that sets the precedent for humanity and posterity. See Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. She says Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Khayrukum khayrukum li ahlikum. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. Wa ana khayrukum li ahli. I am the best to my wives and my children. Now let us expand on it. What does Islam say? Who's the good person and who's the bad person? Islam says when the person is good to his wife and children, and the people outside say he's not a good person, then the barometer in Islam is this, by Almighty Allah, by Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Islam, he's considered as a good person. And the world can say he's good, but he is not good to his wife and children. He's hitting them, abusing them, mental abuse, and so many other ways he abuses them. So then, the world says he's good, but his wife and children say he's bad. But Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's a bad person, not a good person. That is our Islam that we need to understand.
Let's go to Benoni, Ustad. It says here, Mufti Saab, I'm hearing you what you're saying, but my husband, he calls me by my name, and we are only married for 3.5 years, only by my name. But I call him baby, I call him babes, darling, my hot chumney, but he just calls me by my name. That breaks my heart, Mufti Saab.
So you must put notes there, tell him, darling, you know Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to call Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha Humaira. Oh, you, the one with the red, red complexion, meaning you're so beautiful. Second one, you Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would call her, Ya Muwaffaqa. Allah gave you tawfiq, Allah ta'ala gave you that ability, capacity, that you can report, narrate this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and teach the ummah. 2,210 ahadith through the different chains of transmission. Ya Aish, sometime to make shortcut, oh Aish for Aisha. So all this you will find, from there we say and deduce, it is a sunnah for husband and wife to have affectionate names for one another. Your name is Aisha, your name is Fatima, your name is Jamila, he just called you by that, he's not giving you an affectionate name. You need to show him that is a sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell him every time he calls you an affectionate name, Yuhbibkumullah, he will become the beloved by Almighty Allah. Surah 3 verse 31. That is the beauty of Islam. How to build our home, how to interact husband, wife, and we take the role model example of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam and implement it in our daily lives. You make salam to one another, you embrace one another. I had students now, so now I'm teaching them. I said, Inna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana idabassam. I said, look at the akhlaqi kareema. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to smile. Why used to smile? Smiling is contagious. I said, try it with your wife. You just look at her, eye to eye contact, and smile. And you will see that even she's in a bad mood, 80%, 90% of the time, she will smile back. So that is the beauty of just smiling. So Islam has taught us all these factors, so we enhance the marriage. The home must be harmonious. The home must be a place, litaskunu ilayha, where you get sukoon. It must not be a civil war, and where there's fighting, arguing, and all these type of things, then that the home becomes a jahannam and a hell place. We want to make it a garden of paradise. First the house, then the home, and then the home becomes Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. So that is what Islam is teaching.
Somebody says here from Germiston, Ustad sister says, I just love your remedies that you tell us and you give us on the bliss of marriage. She says, Monday to Saturday, Mufti Sab, whenever my husband walks in at home, I look at him and I stare at his beautiful eyes. And I just smile. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then on Sunday, Sunday morning, I just told my husband, I said, I want a washing machine. So he says, I knew it. You wanted something. That's why the whole week you were looking at me and smiling. Because you need something. Sister from Germiston, Ustad.
So, your mokai wasn't right, sister. I told you one word, mokai shanasi. You understand? You must strike when the iron is hot.
Subhanallah.
So, that 6 days he was very happy. That you were smiling, admiring his eyes, his beard, or whatever, and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But Sunday, when you spoke, what you spoke is right.
Uh-huh.
But your timing was not right.
Allah.
His mood was not right. What you should have done after husband-wife, conjugal relationship, does that, he's happy now. Tell him, darling, honey, you know, that this machine of ours, the pistons are loose, and the wheel cap is loose, and 101 things are not working. I'm just using some terms there, you understand? So that we need a replacement. Like that, you put something, masala and all that, then things will happen. Now you went straight and he's not in the right mood, so now he turned the whole thing upside down. But no problem, you keep on smiling with him. Tell him that I smile with you every day. Not only 6 days a week, 7 days a week.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. The sister is smiling, Ustad. She says, we'll do that as you say, Ustad. I won't ask him for a washing machine. I'll ask him for something else, Ustad.
Yeah, something more expensive.
More expensive. Somebody
come,
says,
I tell you a joke.
Uh-huh, Ustad.
So now they say Malema and Zuma were having some negotiations. So Malema told Zuma, you know what, you asking this money and all that, I can't give you so much, 800,000 and all that. So Zuma said, me, I need millions, you know. So Malema told him, fine, that I won't give you 800,000, I'll give you 500,000. So Zuma said, yes, 500,000 is all right. But the 500,000 is 500,000.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. This one says, very good one, Ba. This is from World Bank, top one, Ba. Ustad, strictly anonymous. Mufti Sab, I am an air hostess. My husband allows this. I love my job, but want to go into parda. We fight like cats and dogs at home. What should I do? Please advise me, Ustad.
Sister, when you say that you are an air hostess, you love this job. So that is a recipe for disaster. Let us look at your job description. Number one, you will have to wear certain clothing. And the second one, you will have to smile with all the passengers. Third one, you will have to serve them wine and swine. Fourth one, you must remember 90% of the time you won't be able to read your salat. So look at the negatives of it. and then your income is tainted, polluted, and not permissible. So obviously, when the poison is coming in the house, you can't expect shifa and cure, sister. Mm. So you want to go into parada, very good. You go into parada, but tell your husband, now I'm giving up this job, and you speak to Allah. Ya Allah, I made mistake once in my life, but now I want to change my life around. Iya alamillahu fi qulubikum khayra, yu'tikum khayran mimma ukhidha minkum. Allah knows what is in your heart. If there's real iman, real sincerity, the wrongs we did, and now all that is taken away from us, Allah will give us a better replacement than what was taken away from us. So you put your trust in Allah, go into parda, and tell your husband, now is not the high life, flying here. We will lead the simple life, and in the simple life, we will ask Allah for barakah and blessing. So see how Allah will bless you. So leave the high flying, and now you come down to earth, and in that way lead the simple life and read the du'as. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina, Surah 25 verse 74. Read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. And for your risk and sustenance, because your 20 grand, 30 grand, 50 grand wages is no more, so remember that you read Ya Wahabu, Ya Wahabu, Ya Wahab, Ya Basitu, Ya Basitu, Ya Basit. So Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah. Allah will open so many doors for you, because now you are asking Allah directly through His Mubarak and blessed names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْءُوهُ بِهَا. Chapter 7, verse 180.
21 minutes to 12. We're going to go, inshallah, for a quick interval. When we come back, my beloved listeners out there, don't go away. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
17 minutes to 12. You're tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Many, many questions to post to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. I see all the sisters are taking all the remedies down from our beloved senior respected Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. 084-786-3132. Ustad, sister, Adila wants to know that what's happening to our beloved sister in Islam, Afia Siddiqa, Ustad.
Remember that Sister Afia is Mazluma, oppressed by the American regime. They always speak of human rights and democracy, but when you ask them, where's the human rights and democracy for our brothers there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay? Where is the human rights, democracy for our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? Then they cannot answer. Then they'll give all games. Here we need to understand the Pakistan government of that time, Parvez Musharraf and them, they were selling the Pakistanis to the American regime. For every person they gave, they were collecting thousands of dollars. So the Pakistani government is also to blame, the government of that time. And you must remember that they were making money out of this, giving Bush and all of them, the Pakistanis, and they put them in the hellhole, they put them in the prison, and then they tortured them, and what and what they did. So you must remember, if you want to know of Dr. Afia Siddiqui, you contact her mother, contact her sister, Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui, and they will tell you everything. And this is Allah's shukr, Allah's mercy, that some of her children, remember, now have come back to Pakistan, and they're living there with the aunties, Dr. Fawzia Siddiqui. So to you, the ummah, remember, I just give you three quick examples. See what's happening there in Syria. And again, it is the Kafir Shia regime of Bashar Assad that oppressing the Sunnis, because they got the Russian back power with them and helping them, assisting them, so they feel they can do what they want. You heard the places Aleppo. Aleppo refers to Halab. You heard the place Idlib. You heard the place Homs. So what they did now, you must remember where Sahaba are buried, where Tabi'een are buried. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid is buried. Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz is buried. These people got no shame. They are hatred for Sahaba. They are hatred for the Awliyaullah. They went and they desecrated those graves also. So you must, therefore I sent it out yesterday as well. So you must remember, at least, O Ummah, we live in our comfort zone. Then we become oblivious of these people who are suffering just because they are Muslims, just because they are Sunnis. Sunnis, they belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And who are the perpetrators of the zulm and of oppression? It is the Jews in Palestine. It is the Buddhists, you must remember, they in Burma, Myanmar. It is the Mushrikeen and idol worshippers in India. And you must remember, it is the Christians and the Shias as well. See what the American regime is doing in Iraq. And they oppress the people with their army. What the Shias are doing in Syria. So remember this. All these our enemies, we can never ever unite with them. And people who speak of unity with them are munafiqeen and hypocrites. So therefore, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, hers is such a sad, tragic story. And two governments, one Pakistan and one America, both are held guilty because they sold her, and remember, they took thousands of dollars and so forth. So the current government, Imran Khan's government and them, they should negotiate the release for Afia Siddiqui. So remember, that much at least they could have done.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ya Allah. Who said Sister Zarina from Zeres wants to know, is she okay? Is she still alive, Ustad?
Yes, according to the latest reports we have got, that she is still alive, but very, very bad condition, you must remember. And we were in contact now, some long time has passed, with her family and so forth. I remember I even spoke to her mother and so forth. But anyway, that we all minimum make dua. All may Allah give our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, Afia, and give her siha, protection from the zalim, oppressors and torturers.
Ameen. Ustad, we go to overseas. Sister says, husband is very critical of me. I asked him to stop criticizing and now he's angry with me. He does not want to talk. He's not eating the meals. He doesn't want to have no talim. Gee, Mufti Sahib, please advise. I feel like I can't take this drama anymore.
What you'll need to do is this. You carry on with life. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when your husband softens, time is a healer, then when he's a little bit good mood, not in front of the children, the two of you must discuss these issues. He can't be critical of everything, you must remember that. Quran says, Surah 4, verse 19, every one of you, my daughters, my sisters, my mothers, you are somebody's wife. You need to remember these kind of verses. When your husband make tick, 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 the whole time, make big noise, criticize you, you must keep quiet. Don't retaliate. Then he will come. You must remember, and he'll make darling. That's the time. Say, let's go to Quran. Allah created us. And Allah says, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, equity, justice, respect. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Yes, I have weaknesses, but Allah says there's so much goodness that will come out, provided you also make little bit sabr. How many mistakes, weaknesses, shortcomings you have also. So you have to discuss this issue. You must make him feel guilty. That's the time he will realize. He'll tell you, honey, money, take this credit card, debit card, everything. And that's the time you can go buy your washing machine and go buy whatever machine you want to.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. I mean, Mufti, please explain the concept of li'an. My husband is accusing me of cheating on him and our son is not his. Li'an is when you curse one another, Ustad.
Remember, li'an is mentioned in the Noble Quran. But yea, in South Africa and all that, you can't make li'an. Li'an you only do in Darul Islam. In a true Islamic Muslim country where you have proper Muslim judges and qazi and all that. What is li'an? Li'an is two things. Number one is where the husband accuses his wife of adultery. So that is one. And he doesn't have any witnesses. Number two is when she gave birth, then he says that he makes nafyul walad. He says the child is not my child. So in a case like that, where you are accusing your wife of, you must remember, adultery, or you are accusing her that this child is not your child, so just divorce her and finish. Why you want to keep on hurting her, make her cry and all these type of things? Almighty Allah knows who's speaking the truth and so forth. So li'an is a long procedure that will happen in a Muslim country where you have the Muslim judge and so forth and so on. So therefore, forget li'an and all that. In this case here, you, if you want your wife, you forgive her and say we carry on with life if she's guilty. If she's not guilty, then you must get 80 lashes. You, the husband, you must get 80 lashes because you accused a chaste and a pure lady. So, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ, those people who accuse a chaste lady, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَعْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءِ, and then you can't produce four male witnesses, فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلْدًا, then you give them 80 lashes. Go read Surah 24, Surah Nur, and verses 4, 5, and 6, and 7, you will find all that there.
Allahu Akbar. Somebody says, Ustad, my wife is very difficult. He says again, yeah, very difficult. She is very horrible. She refuses to cook or do the housework. I work 8 to 5 hours, but she says, why should she do anything for a man who can't even give his wife a cent? Ustad, anonymous.
You see, brother, that is what has happened. You have made your wife feel so bitter. Now, instead of making your khidmat, she feels that, you know what, this husband will only learn the hard way. Now, why are you so stingy? You say you work 8 to 5. I don't know what is your wages. 5,000 rand, 10,000, 15, 50,000. So don't be so hard with your money, my brother. So spend on your wife, more so when she doesn't ask. Darling, take this 100 rand, take this 50 rand, take this 1,000 rand, and so forth. She will give you her heart, her body, and soul, and everything. But you don't want to give 1 cent. So remember, in that case, you have made her bitter, and now she has very little feelings for you. I won't say no feelings. So you still can address and redress the situation. So both of you must become adults, now real adults, because if you're going to continue behaving like children, it's not going to help. So your first starting point, oh, darling, I'm wrong, I ask you for forgiveness, it is my mistake. She must say, oh, hubby, oh, darling, it's my fault, I ask you for mistake. Both of you start from that point, that we both make mistakes, now let's look forward, we don't go reverse and we don't go backward. So she will start cooking, she will make extra things for you, bhajya, samosas, all that, and you must start giving her, not only money, even cash or kind. Sometimes you just buy something from her, even for a small thing like a scarf, you know she likes red color, you know she likes pink color, or whatever. So in that way, without her asking, you go and buy something for her, and then you just leave it, put a nice note, for my special wife, for my special darling, for my Habiba. So you must remember, so Habiba means your special beloved wife. So words like that, you will win her, her heart, and she will be devoted to you. But you become, if you give her 50 rand, you want hisab all 50 rand. You must learn, my brother, that give your wife certain amount and no questions asked. She got her personal needs. You know, women need 101 things. Now what, you want to be like the big accountant and audit everything? Give me cent to cent hisab and so forth. That is not Islam. Remember that. That is a recipe for disaster.
Somebody says, Ustad, I heard that our Muslim sisters, brothers and sisters don't have any homes in Syria. Is this true, Ustad?
There's nothing left there in the Sunni areas. If you go to Hama, you go to Homs, you go to Halab, Aleppo, you go to Idlib, you must remember, is bombing going on there. They wear their clothes and they got their transport, they put their children, whatever little bit they can retrieve, and they gone. Where are they going to? They're going to Turkey, because the president there, Erdogan, Allah give him long life, he is still giving permission and he's giving assistance as well. Last week, whether it's true or not true, I don't know. But I read all this type of news, you know, nowadays. They say, Kila, we say in Arabic, because I can't verify it 100%. You can verify it with the embassy or the Turkish government or what. They say that because Turkey has helped so many yatama, millions of orphans and women and children and so forth, you know, 5 million, 6 million refugees. We can't look after 1 yatim child. 5 to 6 million they're allowed. So when they started excavating, doing this, they found gold reserves beyond their expectation. And once they start excavating and doing all the digging and what have you, they will then be, you see, South Africa, we are here in Johannesburg, we are here in Lanesia. For you foreigners and people in South Africa, majority don't even know. So this area is called Gauteng. Do you know what the meaning of Gauteng? If you study Zulu, you study Khoza, you study all these African languages, what you say, Lukolo? Gauteng is the place of gold. Mm. So if you study Johannesburg, people flock to it once gold was discovered. So Turkey has discovered masses and masses of gold. So we hope it is true, because they're doing so much good for the Ummah. Who is prepared to look after them? And they are being persecuted just because they belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah by the Kuffar Alawi Shia regime of Bashar Assad. And this is not from today. This is going on for past 60, 70 years, you must remember. Therefore, you find the senior ulama who are in Makkah, Medina, Sheikh Sabuni, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, who passed away, rahimahullah, the Khattatul Quran, the calligrapher of the Quran, Dr. Usman Taha. So all of them from Halab, they left 50 years ago because of the oppression and tyranny of this Bashar Assad and his father and all of them. So therefore, cry to Allah, Ya Allah, decimate these Shias and their governments throughout the world.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. It's 1.5 minutes left, inshallah. Maybe our rundown to Outerpur throughout the day, Ustad?
12 o'clock, inshallah, will be the news with Brother Yusuf Ali. Then 12 to 1, inshallah, Brother Alphas, inshallah, will give you the current affairs. 1 o'clock, Adhan, 5 past 1 to 1:30 today, inshallah, will be, remember, that Surah Bayyina, that is verse number 2 and 3. Verses number 2 and 3, today, Surah Bayyina. And thereafter, inshallah, 1:30 to 2 will be from Surah to Shu'ara, chapter number 26. And inshallah, verse number 34. So from there we will start, inshallah. And thereafter, 2 to 3, our brother Sheikh Zakaria will take over till 3 in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 5:30, inshallah, brother Yusuf Ali will be with the afternoon drive show. And then 5:30 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub from our Durban studio, inshallah. 7 to 7:30, you listen to the repeat of today's tafsir, inshallah. Surah Bayyina, chapter 98, verses 2 and 3. And then 7:30 to 8, inshallah, will be Maulana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 9, Maulana Bilal Katrada, very, very good program. Tech Watch, and he speaks of the latest gadgets and what. Maulana Bilal is doing good job. Amen. Then we got the other program, mashallah, Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah by Maulana Muzum Mu'az Bayat, and that is between 9 and 9:30 after the Isha Adhan. So we got a good variety for you. So you keep it locked on Barakat Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Barakallahu feek, make dua for us and the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustaz, jazakumullahu khair. And of course, to all the listeners out there, jazakumullahu khair and for interacting with us this beautiful Tuesday morning. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Handsome Yusuf Ali.